Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The Mississippi River in the Quad Cities is forecast to crest tomorrow to 17.5 feet. That would still put it half a foot shy of major flood stage. However, the current water level of 17.3 feet has been enough to close some major roads in the Quad Cities. River Drive in Moline is currently closed from 23rd to 55th Streets, and River Drive in Davenport is also closed from Iowa to Perry Streets. Davenport officials say they'll reduce lanes elsewhere on River Drive as needed. The city has also closed Credit Island and also says the water is creeping into LeClaire Park, which should be submerged by the time the river crests. However, the flood won't creep into the baseball diamond for River Bandits games. That's because crews put up temporary flood walls around Modern Whitman Park. The record flood level in the Quad Cities was recorded in 1993 when the Mississippi reached 22.6 feet. Marines, grocers, and fire chiefs will all help boost the Quad Cities economy this summer. They're among the many groups scheduled to hold conventions, tournaments, and meetings here. Lynn Hunt is vice president of the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the list begins next week with the college golf tournament and continues through August with a reunion for an Army Historical Society. And the attendees will have an economic impact of about $6.4 million.
And we use a formula that represents an overnight stay guest will be about $150 per person per day. And if somebody's coming in for a day trip, that's closer to the $75 to $80 per person per day.
Events will range from the about 300 people attending the convention of the Iowa Grocery Industry Association to more than 1,000 during a girls' fast pitch softball tournament involving 120 teams. Hunt says for the first time in a long time, the annual News Radio WHO tractor ride will visit the Quad Cities in June, including 450 tractors.
Doing the routes and getting them across the river and making sure that we have all of the police folks on board between, you know, Scott County and into Rock Island County, and these tractors will go out in groups of, you know, 20 to 25 at a time going 8 miles an hour. And so there's a lot of logistics associated with that.
Other events will include the Coca-Cola Collectors Club Convention and Comic-Con 2018. A man from Washington State might become the next executive director of the Quad City Airport. Yesterday, the airport announced final contract terms are being worked out with Ben Leishner to replace Bruce Carter, who's going to retire. Leishner has worked for the Port of Seattle, Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, since 2011, and before that worked for the airport in Bellingham, Washington. The consultant working with the Quad City Airport, ADK Consulting and Executive Search, says he has a diversified background in airport planning, operations, and airline negotiations. He's also a multi-engine commercial instrument-rated pilot. Once a contract with Leishner is worked out, it will go to the commissioners at the Quad City Airport for their approval. ADK received 37 applications for the job, and 4 finalists visited the Quad Cities last month. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos wants to rename a post office in Alpha, Illinois, after a soldier who was killed in 2007 in Afghanistan. Bustos introduced legislation yesterday to name the post office the Captain Joshua E. Steele Post Office. Steele was raised on his family's farm in the community of North Henderson, about 10 miles northwest of Galesburg. He joined the Army and was deployed to Afghanistan in January of last year. He was killed at the age of 26, just 6 months later, by a roadside bomb while serving in Operation Enduring Freedom. He was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart after his death. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.